Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday Q&A day with me, Coach MJ. Welcome. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. It is good to see everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy Mother's Day week. I know it's hard for a lot of us on Mother's Day week. This will be the first year I don't have my kids with me. I will have nary a child except my dog, Bolson. But we will be around all weekend to support y'all this weekend, whether you are spending it. You know, there's a lot of us. I it was fortunate enough to have a grandmother who was like my mother, and I loved her with all of my heart. With every fiber of my being, she was my mother for all intents and purposes. And, but my mother, who, you know, is not great, is still living. So I do have her. And then, I don't have all three of my kids this year. They are going to be in Los Angeles spending, their sister's birthday with them. Her birthday is tomorrow. So, this will be the first year I'll be childless. And then there are those of us who, you know, maybe recently lost your mother or lost a child or wanted children and couldn't have children. So we will be around all weekend to support you, you know, to make sure that, you know, we're all taking care of each other. That's what No BS women do. That's what we do here at No BS. And so just know that I'm thinking about all of you mothers or women who wish to be mothers or women who have, you know, lost their mothers, all of those things this week. Good morning, everyone. Somebody said they love my top. It's a dress. It's a cute little dress. So, and I got it from Walmart. $9 and $10, something like that. I love it. I know, Walmart, and you're welcome. Let's see. All righty. All right, so today we are going to talk about, we're kind of going to go from last week. So I'll give you a quick refresher if you weren't here. But today we're going to, it's really a Q&A. So I'm going to talk fast, get this out of the way, and then we're going to get into all of your questions. Make sure that you post your questions in the Q&A. We are doing nighttime eating. If you have not signed up for the nighttime text, sign up for it. It's on our website, nobswomen.com, under courses. And it is, you'll see, nighttime eating. It's there. Now, this is the first time we're doing it, and we've had a few glitches, and we're working through it because we do want to start doing this a little bit more with the ticks. But yeah, they've been lovely. So sign up for those if you haven't. And then Sunday coaching, if you didn't know, we are starting this past week breaking it up into bite-sized pieces. So we have been dripping each coachee throughout the week. So it's quicker, it's easier to listen to, and then it's going to help you too when you go on our website, nobswomen.com, because like once we, you know, do this moving forward, when you type in urges, it'll just be urges that come up because the way that it was before, if Corinne even talked about urges in the call and that 2-hour call, it would pull up the entire 2 hours. So it's going to make the search easier for you. So I think that's going to be amazing. I'm very excited about it. All right. So if I'm not a nighttime eater, who the hell am I? Right. So we started talking about last week, sort of how to change your belief. Like, I am becoming a person who doesn't eat at night or doesn't eat after work or doesn't drink wine 7 nights a week or whatever it is. You know, we talk about, we use everything in relation to nighttime eating in that course. But if you're not a nighttime eater, insert your pain point and you can work on all of that. You can. And it doesn't even be, have to be, I'm becoming a person who doesn't eat at night anymore or who doesn't snack after work. You can also use this, I'm becoming a person who walks 3 times a week. I'm becoming a person who, you could do it on the positive as well. I'm becoming a person who, you know, carries their lunch to work every day or 5 days a week or whatever it is. You just take your pain point, whatever you're working on, and insert it into nighttime eating. It's like that with everything in No BS, right? Like you can literally take any of the courses, any of the lessons, and apply it anywhere in your life. We talk about the 24-hour planner. You know, you can use it for food. You can use it for spending money. You can use it for all kinds of stuff. You can use it for my 24-hour plan is to get all of my laundry and fold it and put it away. And I can write down different times of the day what I'm going to do. And did I do it? Did I not do it? You can assess that. You can hold yourself accountable for that. So I don't want anybody tuning out saying, but I don't eat at night, so it doesn't apply to me. Yes, it does. Sure enough, it does. And so you can work on anything. So we talked about that. You need to talk about the person you are becoming, this new habit, this new thing that you want to create in your life. You need to start believing that you can be that person. You want, I'm becoming a person who is, you know, doesn't use food to soothe myself at night. I'm becoming a person who plans my meals every day, whatever it is. So that's step one. You got to decide who you want to become. Where are we even going? It's the same as setting a goal weight. What direction are we going? You know, how do we get there? And then step two, you act as if. If you notice you're reaching for your nighttime snack, or you're reaching for that after work snack, or you're reaching for that wind down snack, or you're reaching into the candy dish at work. If I was a person who did not eat candy out of this candy dish at work, what would I do right now? If I just wasn't that person anymore, what would I even be doing right now? Maybe drink some water. Maybe walk a different way in the office, whatever it is. If I wasn't going to be, you find yourself reaching for the chips or the Cheetos or whatever. You're like, if I was not a person who ate at night, what would I, like, what would Corinne do? Right? What would I do if I'm like grabbing something and I'm not even hungry and I'm not a person who doesn't eat at night? What would I be doing right now? Take some guesses. If it's not eaten, you're probably on the right track. And you just start doing that. If you know that you are not eating lunch and you're starving yourself all day and then you're going face down in the Cheetos at night, maybe you're becoming a person who wants to eat lunch every day, who's going to at least pack some nuts or something. And then when you notice you're kicking the hunger can down the road at lunch, knowing that you don't want to be a person that eats at night, you might say, like, I know I'm really hungry and I notice I keep kicking the hunger can down the road. If I was a person who ate lunch, what would I do right now? Maybe it's pull into the QT and get a boiled egg because they have boiled eggs at the QT. Maybe it would be, I'm just going to pull over and get a bag of nuts. Maybe it's, I'm going to start putting snacks in my purse so that when I do feel hungry during the day, I'm going to make sure that I eat so I don't find myself face down in the Cheetos at night. Whatever that is. And then you have to start step three, Corinne says, start collecting those wins. And for a lot of us, when I first joined No BS, if I didn't want to eat at night, the only way I was going to give myself credit is if I did not eat at night. That was it. It was all or nothing. It was perfection or fuck up. There were my only two options. But what you're going to learn in OBS, what you do learn in OBS, what we teach in OBS is even if you are like, I'm going to just set a timer for 5 minutes and see how I feel. Maybe you decide to eat in 5 minutes. That 5 minute break, when you actually gave yourself a pause, is a win. Even thinking about it, having a conversation in your head about it, whether you decide to eat or not, is a win. For, like, I always talk about when I joined OBS, I never drank water. For a lot of y'all, if you're not getting 64 ounces, you're like, well, I fucked up again. But if you've never drank water and you got 16 ounces in, guess what? That's 100% improvement over the day before. That is a win. That is a win. That is how you start collecting those little wins. Give yourself credit for the thing you do. And she said one thing, and I did write it down because I think it's so good. Your inner world, which is the stories you tell yourself about yourself. I keep fucking up at night. Food controls me. It just calls my name. That's the only way that I get to relax. If you keep telling yourself on the loop, that's who you are. That is what you're going to see in your life. Your inner world, the stories you tell yourself, create your outer world. If all you keep telling yourself is, I keep doing this every night. I can't stop. I can't control myself around food. I can't stop eating my snack at night. I cannot get away from the chocolate at night. I can't, whatever. I guess I'm gonna be this way forever. It's just how I am. That is exactly, you're right. That is how you are. You have got to figure out who you want to be. The way you see yourself shapes the way that you act. The more you tell, all a belief is, it's just a thought that we've told ourselves over and over and over again until it's so ingrained in us, it becomes who we are. So if you start to switch the narrative and start talking about yourself in a different way, and you do it long enough, that's who you become. And then she says, the way you act reinforces who you're becoming. So if you're eating every night, or you're walking by the candy dish every day, or you're, whatever, skipping lunch every day, even those little pauses is scooching. Remember, we talked last week about just scooching over a little bit, getting us a little bit closer to that person. And that is a win, y'all. Every little scooch. Every little scooch gets you closer to who you want to be. And every little scooch is a win. And it's a celebration, and it's time to pat yourself on the back. If you think the same, you're going to be the same. And that's a fact. That is the truth. If you keep thinking you can't control yourself, you're not even giving yourself a way to even get in the game to change your life. I want y'all to go to bat for yourselves. Go to bat for who you want to be. I want you to think about, like, if I really want to change, what if it is as simple as starting with what I tell myself? We always think that we got to put everything away and throw away the shit and get it out of our house and do all this other stuff, la la la, and change, upheave, and it's got to be perfect. What if it's as simple as our thoughts? What if it's as simple as starting to tell ourselves a different story about ourselves? What if it is that simple? What if it's not a pantry purge? What if it is not, just staring at the cookies and being like, can't have them. You're going to be fat. You're never going to lose this weight. What if it's like, I'm just going to start becoming a woman who at least gives myself a chance to not eat at night anymore? I believe I can, I can, I know that I can pause and start simple, y'all. If you're going face down every night eating, what about just tonight? Just tonight, I'm not going to eat. It's not going to feel great, probably. I'm not going to love it, probably. But I'm becoming a person who doesn't eat at night, and I got to start with day one. I got to start somewhere. Could I start today? That's what I want y'all thinking about. All right. If you think the same, you be the same. That's a fact. That's a fact. All right. Just for today. Yeah, collect that win today. Then tomorrow you can make a different decision, or you can decide to go 2 days in a row. It didn't matter whatever y'all want to do, but like just for today. It's not like I'm becoming a person who never eats at night, who doesn't eat at night, and I have to get 100 days out of 100 days, starting right this minute. No, I can start with a day. I can find something else to do today. I can give myself a chance to win today. And then when you have that urge, what could you tell? It's just for one night. You're going to be fine. Tomorrow you get to decide again. But for today, just today. Tomorrow we get to get up again and make another decision. But for today, I'm going to be okay. Donna says, make sure you put in your questions in here, y'all. What time should I stop eating at night? It just depends. All right. It just depends. Whatever is comfortable for you. We have a lot of women who, if especially if you've got like medication to take or whatever, diabetes and stuff, we have people that eat later. Last night I didn't eat till 8 o'clock because we had somebody over here training our dog. It was late. Usually I don't eat that late. But I was starving and I ate because I was starving. But Corinne's done at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. It just depends on what time you eat dinner, all of those things. It's whatever feels most comfortable for you. All right, ask questions. Ask. It can be about anything, y'all. Can be about nighttime eating. Can be. I saw somebody put in the chat like, Amy says 3 hours before bed works for her. Oh, thank you about my hair. I got it a little bit lighter. Because I thought it was too dark. I didn't like it. All right. Ashley says, I'm really struggling with relaxing without food. I didn't realize how dependent I had become on eating to relax after I put the babies down. How do you relax? Oh, I love it. I need ideas. I feel like I lost my identity in motherhood and don't want food to be who I am. Oh my gosh. First of all, 100% relate. You lost your identity in motherhood, girl. Hashtag same. It's a lot. I get that. I feel that in my spirit. I feel that in my spirit. So probably what is happening for you is that's the only time you've let yourself relax. And you probably, if I had to guess, Amy, there is probably toys to pick up. There is still probably laundry that could be done and things to be done. And for a lot of moms or women who are really busy and have a lot, maybe a job where they're gone most of the day, and they come home and they're like exhausted. But they feel like if they just sit, they're being lazy. There's so many other things they can do. And so if you eat, you're like, well, at least I'm eating, right? At least I'm doing an activity. Got to eat to live, right? Got to do something. And so it's almost like you have to give yourself permission to sit and relax, right? Without food. I know that all these things need to be done and they're going to be there tomorrow, but I have kept humans alive all day. All day long, I've kept humans alive. I remember sometimes I'd stayed at home intermittently throughout my kid's life, and my husband would come in and the house would be a wreck. And he would be like, what'd you even do today? I was like, you have three living children upstairs. I kept them all alive. They're alive. Alive. They've been fed and they don't have poop in their pants. So I think that's good. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, we're good, sir. Because that's a big job, right? Especially if you take them out in the wild, like to Target or Walmart. So it's like, I deserve to rest. It's okay. And it's going to feel uncomfortable at first just to sit and give yourself permission to relax because it feels so foreign and we've not done it. Because as women, everything's got to be done, everything's got to be finished. Right. And so when you finally get the kids to bed, you're like, oh, finally I can be productive. But you're exhausted. So you just want to sit. That doesn't make you lazy. That makes you human. And so you want to identify all the stories that you have about what does it mean to just sit and watch the Netflix? What does it mean about you? And start to untangle. Take all of that to ask coaches. When you come up with, like, if I'm not eating and I know there's all this other stuff to do and I decide to sit, what story do I have about myself? Today I'm tired of being human, girl. Some days. Shannon says, I think I need a sweet every night. It has become a habit. I'm not hungry for it. How do I break this nightly treat? Yeah. So again, what if you just do today? You're becoming a person who doesn't eat a sweet at night. First of all, do you want a sweet? Because when I was losing weight, I don't do it as much anymore. I kind of got out of the habit of, I mean, it just whatever. And we still have it here, but I went from like having a sweet treat every night. And then I started to eat like dark chocolate, like a couple squares of dark chocolate. And I was fine with that. And I lost my weight and whatnot. Like I was good. So first ask yourself, do you even want to get rid of it? And I always tell the story. If you happen to go to Kathy Hartman's house and eat dinner, she's got a little dish of Dove chocolates on her table. And when you finish eating, everybody has a piece of Dove chocolate. There's nothing wrong with it. So first ask yourself. I mean, a couple of squares of dark chocolate, if that's what you want, fine. You know what I mean? I think that's the first thing you have to identify. Then second, if you do want to be a person who does not eat the sweets, then you have to ask yourself, can you just do it tonight? And when you go to reach for it, just like Corinne's at step one, step two, step three, you go to reach for it. Then you're like, if I was not a person who ate sweets at night, what would they do? I'm channeling my inner, I'm not a person who eats chocolate or sweets at night. What would I do? And then have a conversation. It's a habit. I know it's a habit. I've done this for a really long time. Of course, I want it. Because what usually happens when we're trying to break a habit, y'all know, y'all have all had the conversation. I have too. What is wrong with you? I thought we weren't going to do, God bless. Can't keep a promise to yourself. This is ridiculous. Then what happens? Eat more of the sweet. Right? And so you want to identify when that is happening too. And you're not giving yourself the beat down about it. We talk about in that night, Corinne. I say we like I did it. Corinne talks about the three golden moments, which we are going to talk about in later weeks this month, but you can go listen to it. There's a golden moment, how to handle it if you decide to eat it, if you did eat it. Like you say tonight, I'm not going to eat sweets tonight. Just for tonight, I'm not going to eat sweets. She talks about how do you, the golden moment after you've eaten it. So let's say you just grab it and you eat it. What do you do in that case? Because the answer is not, spoiler alert, it is not to go face down and continue to eat. Then what you can do if you catch yourself in the middle of eating it, that golden moment, and then the golden moment of catching yourself before you even, like when you're reaching for it, what do you do in that moment? But you've got to watch the conversation you have with yourself. We all do. Whether we eat or we don't eat. Because sometimes we don't eat, but even the act of reaching for it, we beat ourselves up for it. Even if we don't eat it, we still give ourselves a beat down. I can't believe you're back in here looking at chocolate. You said you weren't going to be looking, and we didn't even eat the chocolate, but we still use it as an excuse to talk shit to ourselves. We've got to start watching that. That's what the nighttime eating was. Like, so focused on is that story that you tell yourself and finding those wins. Let's see. I would love a place to go talk when the nighttime eating strikes. Accountability groups are great, but people drop out and don't show up, and it's once a week. Is there a way to set up a Facebook Live or something that people could check in on? Check in any night they are struggling. I say just go into Facebook and make a post. I'm working on my nighttime eating and I'm really struggling right now. Who's around? Somebody will answer you. Betcha. Just go in and post. We got people in Australia. They up all times of the night. We got a big group of people in Australia. So there will be someone around. And you could say, who else is working on this? Let's talk it through. And the other thing you can do is just write down your thoughts. What am I telling myself right now? Collect them. And then you can go back and work on them. But somebody's always around in that Facebook. Sometimes you'd be surprised. Anonymous, even going and writing and ask coaches or writing it down in Facebook, sometimes, or even just writing in a journal, gives you enough relief. Like just it calms your brain down just enough that you're like, oh, that even feels better. Even if you don't have someone on the other end of it. But I'm sure you can in Facebook, but it is so helpful sometimes just to get it out of you instead of it just rolling around like a marble in your head, to actually like get it out. Look at it on a sheet of paper, type it in the Facebook group, go back and read it. See what's really going on for you in that moment. It is so helpful. Margaret said, I found out Monday that I may or may not have a job in a few months, depending on if my store sells or not. I have officially been with the company for 15 years this October. I'm struggling with being positive and scared to start over if I have to. I'm sticking with my job until the end and holding out hope, but it feels this sense of dread. How do I deal with all these conflicting emotions? Here you go. I may or may not have a job in a few months. All of us. We don't know what's going to happen. When I did physical therapy, at any moment, I may or may not have a job. We are all of us that have a job. Even if you own a business, we are never guaranteed tomorrow. Nothing has changed. It just, a flashlight was shown upon it. Nothing has changed. It has always been that. You just thought you had security. But in any moment, my husband worked at a gas station at one point, and he went to work one day, and there was literally a sign on the door from the owner that said, by the way, I've sold this business to Valero. They'll be here today. That was his, like, what? Excuse me? Yeah. Like, that was how he found out he didn't have a job when he went to open the store at 6 o'clock in the morning. This boss was so much of a coward, he didn't even give him a phone call. There was a note on the door. So, and that was something we thought was, I mean, like a, you know, for sure. So that's the first thing to recognize. You never really had certainty. You just thought you had certainty. Okay. So nothing has really changed. You just had a flashlight shown on it. And then ask yourself, if I do lose my job, what am I going to do? Come up with a plan. Come up with a plan. Because a lot of times we go down the road of, I'm gonna be living in a box under a bridge. I'm gonna lose everything. I won't be able to pay my bills. I won't, like, whatever. But if you really sit down and say, here's what would happen. I have enough money for X amount of time. If I don't have that money, I could do this thing. I will figure it out. I will land on my feet, whatever it is. Go through and write down your plan because your brain, our brains, human brains love certainty. So right now, you are spinning in uncertainty. The uncertainty that's always been there, but you didn't know you had, but you were thinking with certainty. And so now, you're in your head, you're like, oh my God, is it gonna sell? Is it gonna stay? Is it gonna, or am I gonna have a job? Am I not gonna have a job? What am I gonna do if I don't have a job? Like, what will I do? I don't know. And It's just spinning and spinning and spinning, and that creates a lot of anxiety. But if you sit down and you write out a plan and give your brain certainty, when it starts to spin, then you can say, wait a minute. I know we don't know everything, but we've already got a plan. If something were to happen, we've got it. I've got it figured out. I know what I'm going to do. I've got options, whatever it is. And then that's enough that your brain will be like, it doesn't matter what happened. If I have a job, this will happen. If I don't have a job, this will happen. And then your brain is like, okay, plan. But then what's going to happen? It's going to start to spin and you're going to have to reel it back in. Be like, if this happens, this happens. And if this happens, this happens. And you have to keep reeling it in over and over again. Go back and come on, reel it in. I already got a plan. No need to worry. Beth says, on days I eat dinner early, it's easier to not eat at night. What do I do on the days when we eat dinner late? I'm definitely hungry, so I'm okay with eating, like I was last night, sure. But it feels so much harder to stop at enough. The momentum wants to just carry me into nighttime snacking. How do I stop myself at enough? One thing to identify first, Beth, is if you are like, if you've gone like pushed away hunger. So you want to first see that, because probably that's what's happening. If you're eating like last night, I was starving. Like, I was not survivor starving, but I had been hungry for a minute. For a minute. And I had baked spaghetti and a salad. And I noticed that I was eating super fast because I was so, I mean, I was like a shovel. It was like shoveling it in because I was so hungry. My husband was here. This guy was training the dog or something. And they were going to go out and get a beer. And finally, I went to my husband and I said, y'all go because I'm starving. I'm about to starve to death. And so he was like, let's go. You got him out of here. I was that hungry. I don't know when I've ever been that hungry. But it's almost like when you push off lunch, right? For like, why? And look at the thoughts. Well, I didn't really eat that much. You know, well, I did skip lunch or whatever. You tell yourself, and then you basically give yourself permission to overeat. But first, you want to make sure, Beth, that you are not overly hungry. Because that's probably what happened. And then you got yourself into a momentum eat where you were just eating and eating and eating, and it's like an avalanche because you underfed it or pushed away hunger. Which probably triggered some diet mentality from when you used to have to push off hunger all the time. So, what you want to do is when you notice that you're pushing away hunger and you're eating later at night and you stop, you can, you know, when you finish your dinner and you're at enough, say, it's okay now. I'm not starving myself tonight. I just ate a little bit later. And then you've got to start to notice when you start to grab for that stuff. It's okay. I'm not going to start starving myself again. I just ate late tonight. It's going to be okay. And then remind yourself, it's getting later and later. I'm about to go to bed. Do I want to carry this with me to bed? Do I want to carry this with me to bed? That's what I always ask myself. Do I want to carry this with me to bed? No. Oh, Robin said momentum eating. That just clicked because I rarely eat anything all day. Now and then start eating when my husband leaves. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what is happening. Robin, diagnosis. You're welcome. My husband and father-in-law cook dinner several times a week and they wait for me to eat and they seem irritated when I don't eat and I don't want to lose that help but end up eating late and often overeat to please. I love that. Okay, first of all, Maria, you know what nights they're gonna cook. You don't just show up and they're like, surprise, it's a bunch of food. I'm thinking. Like you probably have a conversation with your husband and he said, me and dad are going to cook tonight, whatever. That is when you want to, and if I'm wrong, tell me, I'll coach you a different way. But you might want to eat ahead of time to take the edge off of hunger if you do want to eat with them. Because remember, if you eat, every time you eat, you don't have to eat too enough. So, this great example. My daughter is coming home for one night because she needs us to take her to the airport tomorrow. And she's bringing a friend because the two of them are going to LA tomorrow. And we are not going to eat dinner until 6 o'clock. So, typically, I start to get hungry around five. And I'm usually just here. So, I eat my dinner kind of early sometimes. Sometimes, like I ate late last night, but. Probably what will happen this afternoon is I'm going to have a piece of fruit. We've got some pistachios and stuff in there and some dates, whatever. Whatever's right there, my husband's little snackies that he has. I'm going to eat something. And now I'm going to take the edge off of hunger. I'm not going to eat enough because I want to be hungry by the time we get to the restaurant, we all sit down. We got a big crowd coming. It's probably like 6:30, whatever, which is later than I'm usually really hungry by then. And so I'm gonna make sure because I want to be hungry at 6:30. We sit down, and by the time, it's gonna be 7 o'clock by the time we eat, whatever. So I'm gonna eat a little snack, but just to take the edge off of hunger. And then on the other hand, if you're really not hungry for it, you can also just say, let them be irritated. They get to be irritated if they want to be irritated. You can also say, I'm really not hungry, but I'm so glad I ain't even got to cook lunch tomorrow. Can I pack this up and take it for lunch? And then if they get irritated, that is on them. You can give them some amazing thoughts to think, this looks delicious. Or as Bethany Frankel says, davoon. It looks davoon. And then you're like, I'm about to pack this up. I am not hungry, but listen, I don't want to miss out on this. I'm going to go ahead and pack it up. But if you want to eat with them, there is a way to eat with them. Allison says, so I've gotten better with my afternoon eating thanks to the conversation I had with MJ a month ago. You're welcome. Now, the last couple nights, I've improved with nighttime eating. This is something I've always wanted, but find myself feeling like I'm losing something that's always brought me joy in the moment. I know I need to find other sources of joy, but I'm having a hard time finding an activity from the things I'm interested in. Are you in Facebook, Allison? Because yesterday, yes, it is Wednesday. I had to look at the day. Yesterday, we had a post go up called Tipsy Tuesday. We do it every week in Facebook, and we ask a different for different tips, and people go in and post their tips. And yesterday's Tipsy Tuesday was actually about what activities bring you joy in the evening. What do you do instead of eating? And so you can go over there and get some ideas if you want to. Go over there and look for the Tipsy Tuesday post from yesterday. It got posted yesterday morning. You may have to scroll and scroll, but you'll find it. And if you're, will you write down her name, Lizzie, and maybe go over there and find that post and tag her in it after the call? Let's see. And then the other thing I want you to think about, so you can find something else that brings you joy. But a lot of times when the only story you've ever told yourself is that food brings you joy, you have to really unpack that conversation. It did bring you joy in the moment. Because look, you get a dopamine hit, and nobody's saying you don't. If it's a habit and you've been doing it for a long time, it gives you the relief of completing that habit circle. Relief, right? So it does give you things, but what else does it give you, Allison? Alyssa, I said Allison. Alyssa. Nighttime eating might give you heartburn. It also takes you further away from your weight loss goals. There's a lot of other things it does that are not so positive. And the only thing you're focused on is the thing that you liked about it. But you are not focused on, you need to tell yourself also the other things it gives you. It takes you away from your weight loss goals. It keeps you from getting in a smaller size, pant size. It keeps you from going to bed proud. It keeps you stuck. For a lot of people, that nighttime snack is what is keeping them in that lose 5 pounds, gain 5 pounds. It doesn't help your sleep. There's a lot of things it does, and joy and, relief is one of them. But start telling yourself the rest of the story. So that's another way to unpack that. How do you handle the surprise food in the house? The food others bring into the house that you feel obligated to have some of. Why do you feel obligated to have some, Lisa? Last night I ate fresh baked bread from my sister-in-law. I know bread makes me feel bloated the day after I eat it. I just need to say no to myself. Any other ideas? Yeah, it is. Why do you feel obligated to have some, Lisa? I wonder if you posted down there. What are you telling yourself? She'll be mad if I don't. I'm going to hurt her feelings if I don't. She's going to be mad if I don't. First of all, none of that, we don't know that any of that is true. And I always tell the story. If y'all have heard it before, please forgive me. My Mimi's house, I went to my Mimi's house. She lived in town. I lived in the country. And she always had something. I walked in because I was in town just to check on her. This has been right when I first started losing weight. And she asked me, she had just gotten a pecan pie out of the oven. Just right out of the oven. She'd just gotten the pecan pie out. She said, she called me Joni. Joni, you are just in time. I just finished. Just now pulled out that pecan pie out of the oven. Come on, have a piece with me. And I said, oh, Mimi. First of all, I freaked out because I was like, it's Mimi. That's my grandmama's sister. I cannot hurt for it's she, it's gonna break her heart. Cause that's her love language is food, sweets, whatever. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna break her heart if I don't eat this. I'm like having this internal struggle. And I was like, nope, I'm not hungry. I'm gonna figure this shit out. So I said, this is exactly what I said. Mimi, that's my favorite. I am just not hungry and I want to enjoy it. Will you pack me up a piece to take home and then pack a piece up for Mike too? He's going to be so excited and we'll have it tonight after supper. Oh my God. Of course, I would be delighted. I would love to do that. Y'all, what I thought was going to happen, I mean, in my mind, she was going to fall in a puddle of tears and think I did not love her anymore. But what really happened is she activated the family phone tree before I even got home. She called her daughter and she called my mama and she called her sister and she called her son. And she was like, Joni was just over here. And you know what? That child loves my pie so much. She couldn't do without. I had to pack her up some to send home for her and Mike. She was couldn't believe she wasn't hungry and she wanted to enjoy it. And I had to send home two pieces. She done took about half my pie. She was over the moon. It made her feel better when I said, can I pack it up? Because I really want to enjoy it. And I did not have that on my bingo card. I didn't even know that that was going to happen. I knew for a fact she was going to be devastated and brokenhearted. Never in my life did I even imagine that she would be thrilled. I d never thought that in my life. It was not anything I. And that's what it was, though. So, first of all, you've got to give yourself a chance. And I mean, you can be honest. So, you can say, girl, if I eat bread this late at night, I'm going to be big as a tick tomorrow. I'm going to pack this up, meet it tomorrow. She ain't going to know if you ate it or not. I did. Sunday, I got surprise crumble cookies. I did. Somebody brought crumble cookies to my house, and they said, we've got them just for you because we know how much you love them. I still have crumble cookies left. I sure did. I did not eat any that night. And I've put a little, I cut them into, I actually cut them into like six because they're so big. And they had carrot cake was one of their flavors last week. And I had on my plan today a bite of the carrot cake with my coffee. So I had that right before this call. I was very excited, but I cut it up after dinner and I put it out for everybody and they didn't even know I didn't eat any. because we were all sitting around talking and whatnot. Everybody was grabbing a piece. Nobody even knew. But give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. Give your sister-in-law a chance. You might be surprised. You might, I mean, how, you know, the Corinne always says, we're like, seriously, what could be standing between you and your goals is a conversation. You're not even giving your sister-in-law an opportunity to be okay with it. I wasn't giving my Mimi an opportunity to be okay with it till I did, and I was surprised. Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe you will be. But give yourself a chance. Go to bat for yourself. Let's see. Don said, I just ordered MJ's dress to pick up at my Walmart, and the app suggested a package of 24 Ferrero Rocher. It is my favorite candy. I am in the mind of Walmart. Oh, I love this question, Anonymous. How do you balance not beating yourself down, but also not being so lax that there is no weight loss? I love it. So, my favorite, I've said this so many times, my favorite emotion is disappointment in myself. I really do wish I would have handled that differently. I really do wish I would have given myself an opportunity to win. This is not who I want to be. I want to be a person who does this thing. Do you hear that conversation? It is not permissive, but it is not a beat down. I really do want to get to those goals, and this is not helping me. And I know that. And I keep doing it, but I'm going to figure it out. I've got help in here. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to get coaching on this. I'm going to take it to ask coaches, and damn it, I'm going to figure it out. But I'm not happy with the way I behave today. That's way different than you have fucked up. You're never going to figure this out. You screwed up again. But it's not permissive either. It's not letting yourself off the hook. It is holding yourself accountable with love and compassion and wanting to do better. Because what happens when our kids do something we don't like? I'm just disappointed in you right now. We don't tear them down. But what we're telling them is, I don't like how you behaved. I don't like what you did. It is not who I know you to be. It's not who I know you can be. I need you to do better, which is not a beatdown. How does that sound, Anonymous? Does that sound better to you than, I mean, does everybody feel like that is, you know, if anybody else has another suggestion, but for me, I do love a little bit of disappointment. I have 10 more pounds to lose, and every time I get close, I sabotage myself. I can't figure out why I do it. I was down 5 of the 10 and have gained it back. Well, I want you to first take your data to ask coaches, number one. And then what bonus course has that in it? Lizzie, I want to give her a resource. I know it has, we have stuff about self-sabotage. But a lot of times you just want to ask yourself, like when you get to a certain weight and you get down and you're getting really close, you need to examine what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself? There's a couple of reasons that people do this. If you haven't taken the maintenance course, I want you to, because we talk about it in there for sure. A couple of things. Sometimes, if it's a weight that you've been at before, the self-sabotage bonus course right there under pathways and bonus courses, if you're in your first 30 days, you won't have access to it till day 31, but if you're over day 31, there you are. But sometimes if something happened to you, could be traumatic, whatever, or maybe you were at a weight, a certain number, and somebody said something to you or did something to you, you could be fearful of getting back to that number. If you ever read The Body Keeps the Score, that's such a good book. So sometimes that happens for people. Sometimes, for me at least, I did a little bit of that because I did not know, I did not want to give up weight loss. I know that sounds weird, right? I didn't want to give it up because I didn't know what to do with myself. Is there other goals besides weight loss? If I'm not working on weight loss, what would I be working on? I don't know. If I'm not a person, if I'm not always trying to lose weight, what am I trying to do? And I would freak myself out and go up and down there at the end. Because what am I going to work? I don't even know. Have I got to set a new goal? What is that even going to look like? I don't even know what to do with myself. So you might want to examine some of that, Lori, and see if any of that stuff sounds like you. And then go take that bonus course. If I stop at that golden moment before I eat, any celebration or praise I give myself feels false, and I want to eat over it. What can I say, to myself that is believable in that moment? So you go to reach for something and then you don't. That's the one, that's golden moment number three. You go to reach something you don't, and you're like, damn, that was good. I'm so proud of myself. It feels false to you. So you could just give yourself an example. I usually would eat that, and I didn't this time. That's pretty awesome. Usually when I reach for something, I don't just stop. I go ahead and eat it, but I didn't this time. Show yourself how it's different instead of just like, you go, girl. Right? It's like, this is why I'm giving you the praise. You typically do this, but today you did this. That's awesome. So try that and see if that helps. Should we stop? So we should eat when we just start to feel hungry. Yeah, I've been waiting till I'm full on hungry. I start putting the meal together when I'm just starting to feel hungry. Would a boiled egg be okay to put off hunger? I would just do half a boiled egg just to knock off hunger. But if you are, so here's the thing. If I, like, I've got food in there for lunch, I just have to heat it up. So I'm going to go in there. When I first start to feel hungry, I'll go in there and I'll heat it up. My stomach's actually growling right now. I'll go in there and I'll heat it up, and it's just going to take a couple of minutes to heat up, right? But like, if I know I'm going to cook dinner, like when my kids were little, I didn't have anything, or I know I have to cook, I would do a handful of nuts or a half a banana or something like that, so that I would, because I would bite, lick, and taste during my way through the meal, and then I wasn't hungry at the meal, but I would still eat dinner because, you know, it was dinner. And so I needed to knock the edge off of hunger. So it's up to you. If you know it's going to be that long and you need to knock the edge off of hunger, that's fine. If you know that you're hungry or starting to get hungry, and you think you can wait till you fix your supper, then that's fine. Or you can just knock that, 'cause I would have to knock, 'cause I was a grab asser. I would eat my way through the prep, honey. So then I did start chewing gum during that too, because, or put a mint in my mouth, because it was habit. And I would like be 5 bites in, be like, what the fuck? I didn't even know what had happened to me. Let's see. Finding hunger in the evening is so difficult. We eat dinner around 5, and I think I'm hungry around 8. I feel guilty because I then go to bed, so I won't eat and miss not being with my husband. And he does not go to 10 p.m. or later. He eats popcorn most every evenings, and I don't want that. I would rather have ice cream and then get mad at myself if I eat a snack. What does it look like if you don't eat anything? Right? Because probably what's happened at 5, if you think you're hungry at 8, you might be. Won't you plan a snack for 8 o'clock? But don't plan ice cream. If you're really hungry, you would pick something that sounds boring, that does not sound like a party in your mouth, right? Because, if it's ice cream and I love ice cream, I might could convince myself I was hungry. But if it's like cottage cheese or a yogurt, I'd be like, nah, I don't think I'm that hungry. But you could actually be 3 to 4 hours after dinner, you might be hungry. Plan something, but not a party in your mouth, so you can give yourself an opportunity to see if you're actually hungry. I've noticed that my craving and nighttime snacks increases around my period. That could be very true. Are there specific routine adjustments or nutritional, is that what it says? Yeah, nutritional strategies I can follow during this time to stay on track without feeling deprived. Yeah, so a lot of people make like a period protocol. Corinne used to have a period protocol. Like she doesn't like meat during her period. I don't know why, or she used to not. I don't know. And so she planned like vegetable heavy. Your plan may look different. So if you know that you like sweeter things, you may notice that you're planning more fruit and like just sweeter things during that time. And that's fine. Just eat it when you're hungry and stop it enough. If you notice that you are hungry, maybe you do eat after dinner because you're actually hungry. Maybe you eat at 4 and you don't go to bed till 10. And at like 7 or 8, you have a small snack. And, the rest of the month, it's a certain kind of snack. Maybe during your period, it's a different kind of snack, right? Because it's like, it's just a different kind of snack. Let's see. Oh, good. Karen says I've helped her find a source of happiness at work. I shut and lock my door. Yes, your boss has come to the door twice but walks away because I have headphones on and I look really busy. I love that so much. Yep, for sure. Okay. Couple of things, because that was all the questions. We got 3 minutes left. We're gonna be on time, yo. Replays have changed. I love the new drip. Nighttime text if you haven't. The other thing that I want y'all to do is go over to our website, nobswoman.com. Go under coaching, go to the coaching calendar. I want you, my preference is that you subscribe to the coaching calendar. That would be my number one preference. If you don't want to do that, you will see like a box on there where it says manage email or manage Zoom emails or manage Zoom preferences or something like that. Make sure that you are subscribed for what you want. If you're subscribed to the calendar, you might want no Zoom reminders so that we can not be in your email inbox all the time. If you just want like Wednesday and Sunday calls, just do the preferred calls. If you want a Zoom reminder for every damn thing, select all Zooms, all Zoom reminders. So make sure that your email preferences are like you want them and that you are not missing calls. Okay. Those are the two things I want you to check. If you want, and you can subscribe to individual ones. Like if you know I never want to miss a Wednesday, but the rest of them don't work with my calendar to go to live, you can go in and just subscribe to the Wednesday ones individually. Or you can subscribe to the entire calendar, but check those email preferences, y'all. Check them. Please, please, please. I don't want y'all getting more emails than you want. Because what we hear so often, I just get so many fucking emails and no BS. Yes. But make sure that you do that. Yeah, Dovey sets an alarm and then yeah, and Robin bookmarks the calendar. You can do that too. You'll see a little bookmarky thing on there. And then you'll get, so how that helps you is you get, it shows up in your bookmark stuff when the replay comes out. So but make sure that you check those email preferences. Let's see. Oh, I love No BS so much. I never knew getting healthy could be so easy. Oh, I love that. I love that, Whitney. All right, y'all. Have an amazing rest of your week. Enjoy the week. Whoever bought this dress, post a picture so we can see it. Oh, I'm so glad you enjoy it. All right, y'all. Make sure that you are doing amazing things. Make sure you're reaching out for help, y'all. No BS women do not sit around in confusion, in overwhelm, in a pity party, not when you have all of these coaches sitting here waiting to help you. You're not alone. This is not a solo sport. That's not how we set this shit up. I say we, Corinne, set this shit up. We didn't set it up to be, you go off in silo and you go off in a silo and you go off in a silo and then we don't ever get together. Y'all reach out to us. I will help you. Lizzie will help you. Kathy will help. We will help you. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day and I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.